Podshow is pleased to bring you the following killer content direct from the all-new feature-rich podshow.com. Get it, play it, dig it.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
We are talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Always worth it. American Airlines. Offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow. LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And you're listening to the Windy City Queercast, show number 34. I'm Peter Maverick.
I'm Amy Matheny.
Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm not talking very good.
You're talking fine.
I had some dental stuff done and half my face feels like I'm a stroke patient. I'm scared I'm going to like, I need to hold my lip out so I can talk.
If the audience hears all the that spit coming out.
I have like the fat bottom right side of my mouth is like Angelina Jolie.
No.
It feels like it.
It doesn't
look like
it.
I've still got the thin upper lip of Amy Matheny, right. But I can't even say my name. Amy Matheny. That is a hard name to say.
See, it's all
Whoever
about
knew?
Oprah.
You and I with our mouth
oral
issues.
Problems, right? That's what we
Good
talk about.
God, shit. Can't even say shit. It feels weird. I'm like speaking out of the side of my mouth like Elvis.
Siblings. Plosive. Oh, speaking of Elvis, I was just talking to my friend about going to Graceland. I need to go. You know, I've never been.
Oh, good Lord.
I know. I've been to Dollywood twice, but never been to Graceland.
Okay, I am taking you to Memphis, Tennessee.
We got to go to Graceland.
Memphis, another hard word to say.
Effervescent. Come on, try it.
Effervescent.
I love it. That was my keyword.
I only have my top teeth, really. It's kind of scary.
It's all good. But you know what? 'Tis the season to be eaten, so it's good that the choppers are put in line.
Yes, the choppers are in line until Thursday.
Yeah, it is Thursday.
Favorite thing to eat at Thanksgiving, besides a good-looking guy?
You don't eat. You just let.
Sorry, that was my suction that I took with me from the dental office.
I like the traditional. I like the turkey and the real fatty gravy with the giblets in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And like candied sweet potatoes or yams.
Yeah. Do you like the stuffing inside the bird or in a pan, crispy on the outside?
Well, we
moist
actually
on the inside. Moist, another word I can't say very well.
Moist. Just say moist.
Moist.
Moist. That's the Ebonics version. Moist. I like it both ways. So we do some in the bird and then we do some in the pan. So you get like the greasy turkey flavored and then you get some of the crunchy crispy. So we actually have it both ways. So it's not binary for me. How about you?
I like it in a pan. I like it a little crispy, and then I like to soften it up with my gravy.
With the gravy, oh yes,
gravy. And my mashed potatoes that's hanging on. It's like a carb overload.
Yeah, it sure is. That's what it's for.
And then what's the thing that's in turkey that makes you sleepy?
Tryptophan.
Yeah, don't even ask me to say that word. I actually know. I just don't want to say it.
She's playing coy.
This is
play
fun.
Coy, Amy Matheny.
I can play coy.
And then, of course,
I can't say coy, but I can play coy.
Baked goods galore. I absolutely love baking things and baked goods. I'm actually making jalapeno cornbread muffins.
Mm.
That's one thing with extra. The secret to the jalapeno cornbread muffins, buttermilk.
Mm. Honey, I know that.
Buttermilk.
Any. You can make good cornbread with Jiffy Box, and that's the way I make it because I like the Jiffy,
the
but
water.
You got to use buttermilk.
You got to use buttermilk. Mm-hmm. That's very good.
Maybe a little corn. A little cream corn.
Yeah,
too.
Well, I've got like frozen corn, so I'm going to chop up the frozen corn and put it in there with the jalapenos and some
extra. Little canned cream corn.
You like the canned cream corn?
Just in the muffins.
I don't really like the canned cream corn.
All right.
When did I eat corn? That's
well, I have to buy the canned because I don't can my own corn,
which my grandmother
does, so.
That whole canning process. You know, I haven't done it yet because I now have.
You don't have a big. You gotta have one of those big old canning things that you.
Well, you
boil
saw
stuff
the,
in
the thing I can cook the baby in.
Well, that's
true. I do have the cook a baby pot.
We did cook a small child around my birthday. No, you know, my grandmother had this old. She kept a victory garden during World War II, which was when they, you know, for people who don't know, they grew vegetables or whatever they grew, and they shared them, you know, in a community. But in the back part of her house, there was an old cement pond. They had a pool and off the pool house, there was like not a pool house, but it was just like a little covered area. And it had, one side had a bathroom and the other side had a little kitchen, mm-hmm. all made out of just concrete. I mean, there's nothing fancy, piece of linoleum and concrete, but we would go up and years after the pool had cracks in it and we weren't swimming in it anymore. And, cause it truly was a cement pond. I mean, this was like old.
Did it get like green and lily paddish at some point?
Oh no, it never had. Since I was born, it has never had water in it besides rainwater. You know, it's just, this, I mean, it's filled up now. We filled it up with dirt, but,
that's funny.
Yeah. We filled it up and it's just now a plot of grass, but it used to be this huge swimming pool. And my mom and my grandma and I used to go up there and snap beans.
Oh, yes.
And we'd snap beans and then we'd go up and, you know, we'd pick berries and you'd make jellies, oh, wow. and you would make all that. Now, I have no clue how to do it because I'm so young, you know, but I knew what to do were my jobs, but I couldn't.
Did you ever make pickles?
Oh, my grandmother used to make great bread and butter pickles, sweet pickles.
My favorite, really, sweet pickles.
Really, really, really good. So, you know, so I always knew that around the cold months in Tennessee, mm-hmm. which are not that cold, but all those good peaches and tomatoes and pears and berries mm-hmm. and all that would start coming out. Though I don't remember our Thanksgiving being much about the baked goods or my family. It was all about vegetables, really? All the vegetables and casseroles and things like that. Like we would have for Thanksgiving, a turkey and a ham.
Yep.
You know, both and mashed potatoes and stuffing and creamed everything and casseroled everything, you know, broccoli casserole, squash casserole.
Green bean casserole.
Sometimes we had green bean casserole. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's all about the eating. I mean, I just...
Deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs, which I like with the sweet pickles.
Yeah.
Not the relish. I like chopping up the sweet pickles.
Yep.
That's it's got to be there. And if you make like little sweet pickle medallions, I will follow you anywhere. Because they have... Like if you got some chunk in your deviled egg, if it's got a little bite to it, that's when I really love it.
Okay.
But so, yeah, I also made...
are we hungry or what? We are talking about food.
I'm staring
hungry.
At the cookies sitting next to you. I made some peanut butter
Peter
cookies.
Made me peanut butter. Well, he didn't make them for me, but it always just seems like they're for me when I come over here. And he's like, I've been baking. I'm like, okay.
Oh, I want some.
I'm not going to really ask, but so, I'm pitiful.
I made peanut butter cookies and I gave them to the whole cast of Rudolph the Red Hose Reindeer. And nobody died or got the shits, so they're good cookies.
Yay, I'm glad because I took about 12 of them. I've got a baker's dozen over here. A Peter's
she's
dozen.
She's going to be tooting. So a little bit of sad news today, unfortunately, but to have such a full life, I still feel like I'm blessed to have been able to see his work. Robert Altman passed away.
Isn't that the saddest thing? And yet what a gift and legacy of film this man
just amazing.
Gave.
Just amazing. And it's so, it really truly is so freaky because last night, usually when I eat dinner, I watch like the movies I like. Mm-hmm. You know, I have Netflix and stuff, but if I'm eating, it's only going to be a short time in front of the TV.
That was me trying to suck my lips.
She's worried. She's drooling all over the microphone. I love it.
It's a big pop. Sorry about that. This reverential moment.
I was watching Gosford Park because I think it's one of my favorite movies by him. It truly is.
I love it.
It's beautiful.
A great movie. With Helen Mirren.
I knew you were going to go there first. Mm. I was going to say, with little Maggie Smith. You
know. And Eileen Atkins, great cast. The whole thing.
Yeah. Just Kristen Scott Thomas, top to beautiful. Bottom. Ryan Felipe, I mean, just everybody. Difficult color green. That's my favorite line. Color green.
Bob Balaban.
Just brilliant, the whole thing. But what a legacy for him to leave in film. It's so huge. And, you know, he started, his first big one really was MASH. That was really, really the one that really set him off. And there's, what many people don't know is when you watch MASH now in the beginning, there's a slate that makes the reference to the fact that it's the Korean War. Right. But initially, Robert Altman didn't want anything to do with Korean. In fact, in the editing room, they pulled out every reference to them being in Korea. Hmm. And Fox Pictures said, no, you are not making a commentary on Vietnam. We are not going to let that happen.
Interesting.
And in the end, he had to concede to them. And they put the slate in the beginning that talks about it being the Korean War. But in reality, it was his commentary on the Vietnam War and how stupid it was. And another interesting thing to note about MASH, I'm full of factoids today. The last MASH unit was given to, I believe, Pakistan earlier this year. So there are no more American MASH units. Mobile something hospital.
Yeah, I used to know.
Yeah, I know.
I have a connection to MASH too because my ex, her stepfather, was a surgeon who was sent over to the Korean War when he was a young boy. And he was the inspiration for Hawkeye.
Oh, wow.
Wrote a book about MASH. And there actually was a Hot Lips. He knew her and he was one of his nurses. And Jody had a big
Hydrating, excuse me.
Jody had a big party a number of years ago up at Tomboy, and they all came in, hot lips, and all of them were there, but he was the inspiration, and he, his stories that he told were many of the stories that they used on the television series.
Amazing.
And one of his first stories he ever told the people who were making the films was the fact that when he arrived, you know, he'd never been to war. I mean, he was a surgeon, he was a young surgeon. And he went there, and he was standing for so long, the like the first shift that he was on, he was standing for so long, and there was so much blood, they had to cut his shoes off of him.
Oh, my God.
Couldn't get him off his feet.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, you know, and just these stories of, like, not knowing what to do, but also how much camaraderie there was.
Yeah.
And I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Kind of cool that I kind of knew Hawkeye for a very short time before he passed. But
it's so harrowing. I mean, now I can look at it objectively as a movie and think, oh, yeah, there's a movie. I know how they did that effect. But the fact that it was so deeply rooted in reality really is
a slammer. And so, that there are these people like that you'll meet a Hot Lips, you know, that you'll meet her.
And I remember watching the movie for the very first time. I was very young. It was one of the first, another factoid about MASH, it was one of the first films released on VHS.
Huh, I did not know that.
It was very early. I think Fox released 50 or 80 films. No, maybe it was less than that. Maybe it was 40 films they released for distribution on VHS. And that was one of the first ones that actually got printed to tape. So I remember watching it on the VCR at home. And I had seen the TV version, which was very different. They had given it on PBS when I was little kid. And I remember watching it on TV. And it was kind of this war movie. And then I watched it at home. And I was crying. And I was laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just so
brilliant.
For him to have started his huge movie career just at that point, and to have such a symphony of characters
It's so interesting too, because you go from, like, you know, what he really loved to do were these little slices of family or life or community.
Vignettes.
Whatever.
Dip in and dip out.
Kind of brought people together. And sometimes that may be blood, and sometimes that might be like Nashville, like a town, or, you know, in an industry. The Prairie Home Companion, which was, you know, about doing this show and the family of that. Gosford
the wedding
Park.
With Mia Farrow. What was the?
The wedding with Mia Farrow.
Is it called The Wedding? Oh, I'm going to pull up IMDb right now because I'm terrible.
But, you know, and then he did this whole thing, you know, when he kind of entered into the new generation of actors with Shortcuts, and some of the ones that maybe were riskier and less successful in some regards, but... But nonetheless, like...
Still, that whole, here's In-N-Out, Cookie's Fortune. That was one great one.
Fortune.
That was the great one. And some of the stuff that, unfortunately, he didn't get a lot of press for, the Vincent Van Gogh one. What was it called?
I don't remember.
Oh, Vincent and Theo. That's from the 90s. That is a beautiful film. If you've never seen it, it's about Vincent Van Gogh and what's going on in there. Here I'm looking at, like, millions of things. He did Popeye, which was kind of a...
That was a bomb.
That was a bomb. Thieves Like Us. That was another great one. California Split. That was oh my God. There's just Buffalo Bill, Sitting Bull's History Lesson.
Yep.
That one. Just such incredible things. So Robert Altman, you will be missed, but you will be remembered forever.
And revered
completely.
Hey, not to not have an Oprah reference, but I know you and I both had to watch Dreamgirls on Oprah. And I have to say, Peter Maverick, I wish I was sitting with you so I could just been holding your fucking hand. I was so excited. I have to say, first of all, I have not given Beyonce enough credit ever for her chops until I heard her sing that song.
Really?
And I don't know if it was live or Memorex, and it doesn't fucking matter because at some point she had to do it for real.
It was live, honey. She sings live.
And that was an extraordinary song. I know they wrote one original song, you know, so that possibly they can have an Oscar contention.
Right.
And wow, what a wallop. And, you know, and I'm still going back because I want her to win Idol that year. And at that time, my girlfriend and I, we had things because she was a Fantasia person. I was Jennifer, and Jennifer got kicked off like seven. She was number seven, I think, in the lineup. And I was so sad when she got kicked off. But Jennifer Hudson, I am just giddy with glee, and I just...
A Star is Born.
I think so. I don't know what she'll do after this. I mean, if she can really move into being an actor, you know, she could kind of fill that younger Latifah role, because she got some ghetto in her. She got some she got some Southside Chicago in her. But she's also got an enormous amount of talent, and I don't know what her awareness will be about being an actress, but as a singer... she's truly extraordinary, and I know she really loves the gospel music thing, but if they can find ways to use her beyond this Dreamgirls film, then she is going to be a big star.
Well, and there were two different points in the show where they played her version of her singing You're Gonna Love Me.
Oh, yeah.
And I
it sounded awesome.
And I caught them and I rewound it and I played that part over and over again. Because
December 5th in stores. December 5th in record stores.
Oh my
goodness. December 5th.
I'm so enthralled. I have to say though, I really and truly, now I do not watch Oprah regularly. I'm just not a fan. That's not a cut. She is a terrible fucking interviewer.
She's not so good these days.
She's really horrible. Yeah. And what was that like? That was like her question. She must have asked that same damn question like 17 times. And I was like, you are Oprah Winfrey, girl. Get a new question.
She building a school in Africa. She just showing off.
Honey,
and that's okay. I understand it.
It is.
She's not been.
Nobody else is going to get them all together like that.
Yeah.
She did
miss an opportunity
she really did.
And Anika Noni Rose, too. I mean, beautiful.
Who came on, smiled, said two things, and did you didn't talk to for the rest of the show.
Yeah. I mean, Eddie Murphy was the really huge thing. And
he's so gay.
He's so funny to me.
He's so gay.
I love him.
He is gay.
I don't know. I think he's gay.
I hope he's gay.
You know, pick up the phone. You gay.
He's a fine.
We just got divorced, so whatever that means.
Still pretty, if you ask me.
But if you, yeah, isn't it amazing? I'm sorry, because my black friends will say black don't crack, but he looks. Can you believe he's been in the film business for 25 years? Crazy.
And he was not
crazy
Botoxed
shit.
Either, because he was like emoting. So there were a lot of forehead emotions going on there. I was impressed.
Well, I think it's going to be the movie of the holiday season, and my girlfriend was like, don't build it up. You're going to be so sad of it. And I was like,
oh, no.
When the Christmas that it was The Hours in Chicago, I saw them both twice within a 4-day span. And I was just, it was like Christmas had come. And it was like I was 6 years old. So I am so happy for the gift that Bill Condon is giving us this holiday season.
I truly remember
being with my gay boyfriend, Jerry, when we were not both gay, but we were gay. Oh. And we would listen to Dream Girls over and over and over and over and wish that there'd be a day when we could produce it in our high school. but we were so white.
It's not going
to
happen.
And we wanted to be in it. So that was a problem.
What a good time. I think we need to do like Dream Boys. We'll just do a gay version of it.
Yeah.
I think that'll be good.
I think that's every...
Oh, is that every other
show,
musical?
Every other musical.
Truly.
And every drag show.
And I spoke in air the show before last, show 54, 53, 52. I believe I said that Volvere was closed in Chicago. Mm-mm. It is not.
I noticed that. I was going to tell you.
It is not.
It's at the Landmark,
I think. So I know where I'm going to go once, twice, three times, maybe four times this weekend. I'm just going to go there as many times as I can because I have seen the movie many times now. I know most of the lines. It's disgusting.
I want to see it, and I want to see Happy Feet. And I kind of want to see the new James Bond movie.
I do too, because it's James Bond's first mission.
Yeah,
which
Casino Royale.
Right, significantly. I mean, in the James Bond sort of fan genre, it's delightful. But if you're looking for something else great to do this weekend, I really have to mop these folks up. They don't get enough press. I really need to talk as much as I can about them. And in fact, we're going to have them on before their concert in March. The Lakeside Pride Symphonic Band. This is a great group of GLBT people. They tear it up every year at the parade. And they also do so many great concerts throughout the year. And they do a lot of great benefits. So they are going to have their show Saturday, December 2nd at 8 p.m. at Northside College Prep High School. That's 5501 North Kedzie. There's a huge parking lot. Mm. It's really easy to get to. Tickets are $10 in advance or $12 at the door. You can go to lakesidepride.com. All this information will be in the show notes. So that's their concert. There's a saxophone ensemble, a string ensemble, a clarinet, choir, and all kinds of great stuff there. It's really fun. They're going to be celebrating cultures all around the world, so it's really interesting, the performance this year. But the best part about
what is the best part, Peter?
The best part is that on Sunday, December 3rd, they're going to do two shows at the Cultural Center downtown. This is sponsored by the City of Chicago. City of Chicago does this every single year. It's called the Dance Along Nutcracker.
Is this during like lunch break or is this at night?
It's Sunday at 12 and at 3 at the Cultural Center.
Okay.
Now, this is something I have seen people of all ages dancing to this.
Dancing to the Nutcracker.
Dancing to the Nutcracker. They play. Exactly. The Lakeside Pride Band plays the Nutcracker stuff and people dance, and they have ringers there that know the dances and they will teach you how to dance. And it is just, I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. Look, it's just one of the most fun events.
I think
events.
It's a video cast.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
There's
little kids teetering around in tutus, and they have extra tutus and wands of all sizes if you want to put one on. So it's such a fun time that's at the Chicago Cultural Center.
Are you
going to
put on a tutu?
I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it because I was there last year and it was delightful. I did not put a tutu on.
I'm going to video you.
Not
with
in a tutu.
Wand.
That's 70.
Not that wand. Put that one away, Peter. Put that one away.
The Chicago Cultural Center is at 78 East Washington. Once again, that's Sunday, December 3rd. There's two shows at noon and at 3. If you need more information, you can call 744-6630. Or again, check them out at lakesidepride.com.
Well, it is Thanksgiving week, and you're probably listening to this on Thanksgiving. I hope many of you decided to download as many of our Queercasts and take them with you, because I think that's a great thing. You know, I'm planning on downloading some past podcasts, not of ours, because I listen to ours. Actually, I record ours, so I kind of know how they
go. You live ours. You live them.
But I just want to take the time to say how thankful I am that I get to do a job that allows me to be exactly who I am, that I have been with Windy City for a number of years now, longer than I ever dreamed possible. And that I have found somebody that I enjoy working with so much. And we're, you know, this is going to be a self-indulgent moment here for me and Peter, but honestly, it is a very hard thing to find, somebody that you partner with well. Now, this can be your significant sexual partner. Right. This can be a business partner. This can be whatever kind of partner you want, but I feel really comfortable with Peter. I have a lot of fun with Peter. I look forward to coming to work. I know that if I am bleeding in a ditch or throwing up in a corner or whatever, if something is happening with me,
I will hold your head and mend your wounds.
I know you will, but more importantly, I know you'll get the show out, and I know that you'll take care of the shit.
Fuck my health, the show must go on.
Well, this is how I am, because I'm a workhorse. But no, I'm very thankful for you, and I'm thankful for you introducing me to this world of the great podcasting, and I think it's so fun. I did a few interviews today for December.
You're getting the fever.
And I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying the flexibility of it. And I'm just really glad for those of you listening. And, you know, the biggest thing you could do if you're thankful to have us in your life is to tell as many people as you can.
Yeah.
Help us build our audience. The goal in 2007 is growth.
Yep.
And so, but
not we girth.
Not growth. Girth, but growth. I'll handle the girth. You all handle the growth.
Oh, please. I'm working on all these big goods.
But I am just really thankful. I'm really happy with my life. I'm happy with my work and how I get to express myself and with whom I get to express myself.
Well,
so
thank you so much. I have to echo all of that. I don't know that I can say it any better, but it's you're very right. Finding a kindred and professional kindred even is so difficult in this world. I mean, it's I wrote a whole column about it. I don't think you've read it yet because it hasn't been published, but when it comes out, you'll see, because I put it very poetically in there. But no, truly, it's a blessing for me to be able to work at Windy City. This is now my third year.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving always marks my anniversary, which is cool because, hey, I will forget otherwise. And I had the good fortune to work with some great people. And I can't thank you enough, Amy Matheny, for teaching me everything
you're
I know.
Welcome.
About talking in front of a microphone, because before this, I didn't know nothing about nothing. And all these doors have opened in my world because I met you. And thank you so much.
Well, it's because you do the work.
Thank you.
And you show up and you're a great guy. So I am thankful for Peter in my life. My family knows I am thankful for them and my partner. Mm-hmm. But I don't often get to say how thankful I am for my work partner. So thank you. And thanks to all of you out there listening.
Thank you.
We have quite a December lined up for you.
Oh my God. So it's already all lined up. That's what I'm amazed
about.
It's
crazy. We have so many things I'm excited about. But today, one of the people that I'm also very thankful for, I have to say that I'm very thankful for all of our sponsors, our key sponsors.
Yeah, truly.
Broadway in Chicago, who has been a great promotional and advertising partner for us. Also, LaSalle Bank, who have just really, talk about making more possible. They have really made our move to podcasting possible. And our premier sponsor, Bud Light, Anheuser-Busch, who has been with us through all of our radio years to such a supreme level, and Gay Idol is already in the planning, the Windy City Gay Idol. So
I believe it.
It is going to be huge in our fifth annual, so we thank you to Bud Light. But also to American Airlines, who has been one of my key partners for years, throughout, even before I came to Windy City. And it's so amazing what they have done. You know, there was an old news story many, many, many years ago that put America to the forefront, not in a good way. When somebody was, I think it was a trans person or it was a gay person, I can't remember, but somebody from our community, you know, kind of called American Airlines on the carpet. This was a long time ago. Mm. This was many, many, over a decade ago. And they took up the call and they really started trying to understand the GLBT community to a point now that I think you can't go to a benefit or event in almost any major city where American Airlines is not a key partner.
Right.
We're thankful they're a key partner of ours. And they have launched this new website, which we've been promoting since August, since we went on the air, aa.com/rainbow. And we're so happy to be talking today with George Carancho and Betty Young, who are GLBT sales talent managers. And they really handle the kind of GLBT travel and sponsorship that happens and this new website. So if you are a traveler, and I fly almost exclusively American Airlines list, somewhere American doesn't go, which is not very frequent.
And for me, it was even before they were. Let me just put that out there, because I've always been flying American because it's just cool.
It's a great airline.
It's easy. We're in Chicago. We're a hub. It's very simple.
And they have made it so easy on this new site. So we're going to be talking with them about that because God knows here, especially if you're listening to us in the Midwest or in Chicago, we are going to want the fuck out of town in... You know, very soon.
Oh, not me. I like being here.
Oh, I don't like it when it gets cold. About February, I am done, and I want an island.
That's when my birthday is.
I know.
I love it.
We should be celebrating your birthday on an island doing a podcast.
I don't know how we're
going to
do that.
We'll talk to Betty and George.
It's not about
me.
It's about George and Betty, the show.
There you go. And traveling somewhere warm.
Absolutely.
So we're going to have that. We're also going to have Logan with us, Jerry Potter.
Jerry Potter's hanging out with us.
And I'm thankful for all of our partners, too, on the show throughout the year. So it's a big fat show, like a big fat turkey you're probably munching on right now. But stay with us.
Find out what happened before Dorothy dropped in at Wicked, Chicago's newest smash hit musical, and the untold story of the Witches of Oz.
Popular. I know about popular.
Popular, USA Today calls Wicked a triumph. And Time magazine writes, if every musical had the brain, the heart, and the courage of Wicked, Broadway really would be a magical place. Now, this Grammy Award-winning blockbuster has cast its spell over Chicago. Wicked, at the Ford Center for the Performing Arts Oriental Theater.
And nobody in all of Oz, no wizard that there is or was, is ever gonna bring me.
Call 312-902-1400 or visit BroadwayInChicago.com today. Because the longer you wait, the longer you'll wait to see Wicked. Sponsored by Chase.
Making your travel plans for fall? Thinking about that Christmas visit to mom's house in your old bedroom? Let the experts at GayHotelDiscounts.com find the luxury you're looking for at a price you can afford. If you need a queen in Phoenix or a king in Miami, GayHotelDiscounts.com can find the perfect room for you and your partner. Visit our website for gay destination cities and extracurricular ideas to dance off that second serving of mom's apple pie. GayHotelDiscounts.com for the gay traveler in you.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Perhaps fashion's greatest mystery. What makes a big, strong man say, I think I need a new fur coat?
I don't know.
The very height of political incorrectness. Nothing says, I could give a rat's rear end like a man in a floor-length chinchilla.
Taking no prisoners.
A look that's half street pimp, half Aunt Esther, and full-on fur-tastic. Sure, it's gauche, but you don't spend more on your coat than your car, not to be noticed.
But look at me.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer, because it takes a real man to wear a lady's coat.
Mr. Male Fur Coat Wearer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club. Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Queer.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get
some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of November 20th, 2006, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Celebrate the holidays Steppenwolf style with Sonia Flew, a warm-hearted play about how the world shapes our families and how families shape our lives. Come to a pre-show reception for Season of Concern on World AIDS Day, Friday, December 1st, with food provided by Landmark Grill and drinks by Yes Vodka, co-sponsored by Windy City Media Group. Reception is at 6, show at 7:30, and it's only $40 for both. Just use the code 2631 online at steppenwolf.org.
The Chicago Sun-Times calls the Timeline Theater Company production of Lillian Hellman's The Children's Hour a blistering revival. And Time Out Chicago says it's a stark and sophisticated production that trembles with terrifying confusion of real life.
Don't miss The Children's Hour, now playing at Timeline Theater. Call 773-281-8463 or visit timelinetheater.com.
Remy Bumpo Theater Company continues its 10th season of Think Theater with The Real Thing, Tom Stoppard's sharply funny play about love and marriage. Playing now through January 7th at the Victory Gardens Greenhouse Theater, 2257 North Lincoln Avenue. For tickets to The Real Thing, call 773-871-3000 or visit Remy Bumpo, RemyBumpo.org.
Goodman Theater Artistic Director Robert Falls directs Frank's Home, a world premiere about Frank Lloyd Wright, one of the greatest, if less than perfect, visionaries. A man who created a new architectural vocabulary but couldn't create a home for himself and his family. Frank's Home, playing November 25th through December 23rd. Get tickets at 312-443-3800 or goodmantheater.org.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents the world premiere of Argonautica, The Voyage of Jason and the Argonauts, written and directed by Mary Zimmerman. Set sail in this ancient epic tale of the quest for the Golden Fleece. Argonautica, playing at the Looking Glass Theater and the Water Tower Waterworks on Michigan Avenue. 312-337-0665 or visit lookingglasstheater.org.
Chicago's renowned dynamic duo Amy Armstrong and Freddie Allen are taking the main stage this December in their first ever holiday review, How the Diva Stole Christmas, playing in a limited engagement at the Lakeshore Theater. Amy and Freddie present an unforgettable side-splitting evening of music, comedy, and of course, a few surprises along the way. How the Diva Stole Christmas, Friday and Saturdays, December 1st through 15th at Chicago's Lakeshore Theater. Call 773-472-3492 or log on to amyfreddy.com for more.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
This is Logan Schwartzengruvenier from the 25th Annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. And my two dads and I are completely buzzing about this week's Bee in My Bonnet. This bee is in as much trouble as a turkey in November. This Thanksgiving, I know I have a lot to be thankful for. We got the House, we got the Senate, and Rummy resigned. And there's so much to look forward to. Like every year on Thanksgiving, the United States President pardons the biggest turkey he can find. Who do you think he'll pardon this year? Himself? This is Logan Schwartzengruvenier, and that's the bee in my bonnet. Be sure to check us out on the web at spellingbeethemusical.com/Chicago.
And this is your Windy City Queercast News. Dr. Emery Lane, a prominent GLBT health advocate in Louisville, Kentucky, was found dead in his home after apparently being beaten to death. Two men, Gene Raymond Miller and Bennett Shaw Bilbrey, have been arrested and charged with murder, burglary, and robbery. So far, police have not called the incident a hate crime. Lane was the former president of Community Health Trust, which focuses on Louisville's gay community and people with AIDS.
In Washington, D.C., Anthony Favarillo and Donald Marcus Phillips, two gay officers with the district's Metropolitan Police Department, have accused leaders in separate lawsuits of discrimination and retaliation after a police investigator allegedly disclosed their sexual orientation to fellow officers. The officers allege that Internal Affairs investigator Debbie Ann Burt stated that the two officers were gay in an investigative report that circulated within the department in May.
The Gender Public Advocacy Coalition, GenderPAC, upholds that a new study shows that girls continue to report high levels of stress and concern over the, quote, Supergirl dilemma, the feeling to look perfect and achieve at high levels. Among other things, researchers at the University of Illinois Chicago found that nearly 47% of students witnessed girls being called, teased, and verbally taunted for not being feminine enough.
Happens to me all the time. And after 18 months of legal wrangling, students at Kern County, California will finally be able to exercise freedom of speech and of the press. Students at Bakersfield East High School sued the Kern School District after their principal censored a series of articles about gay student life that they wished to publish in a 2005 edition of their award-winning paper, The Kernal.
Freedom. I love it. And
speaking of freedom,
I know it was a perfect segue. The film George Michael, A Different Story, should soon be making its way to the United States. Naturally, it stars the iconic singer who is tour guide to his own career, Vanity, already seen on British television. The movie, which features testimonials from Boy George, Mariah Carey, Simon Cowell, and others, recently hit the big screen at the Berlin Film Festival.
And that is your Windy City Queercast News.
Here's your kid's meal.
Oh, thank you.
Don't forget, that comes with a free prize.
A pony!
What do you say, Maggie?
Thank you.
What if wherever you went, you got more than you were expecting?
Turn left on Ashland Avenue.
Whoa, this GPS thing is amazing.
I know.
We've never gotten to Debbie's this fast.
Turn right on Wood Place.
Look, there's her house.
And remember, her boyfriend's name is Kurt, not Chris. Chris was her last boyfriend.
At LaSalle Bank, we think more is precisely what you should expect. More responsiveness, more service, more convenience. In a word, more.
The doctor will see you now.
Oh, my appointment's not for another 10 minutes.
Well, the doctor's running a little ahead today.
And with any luck, our philosophy will catch on everywhere. LaSalle Bank, making more possible. LaSalle Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Windy City Queercast is brought to you in part by Broadway in Chicago and Wicked, the most popular musical in Chicago history. For tickets, visit wickedthemusical.com/Chicago.
Hi, Neil D. Paris here from NewWorldAstrology.com, Windy City's very own astrologer. Now you can have a personal reading based on your own birth chart. Discover your life path, your gifts and challenges this lifetime, relationship compatibility, career, finance, and more. Practical advice using real astrology. It's unique to you. You'll be amazed what your birth chart reveals. Everyone has a unique life purpose. What's yours? Find out more at NewWorldAstrology.com.
Got something to say? Call us today. 312-21-BE-GAY.
In the world of GLBT travel, American Airlines has always been at the front of the helm. Mm-hmm. We are very proud that they have aligned themselves with us with fabulous events like the Windy City Gay Idol and also our ventures into radio and podcasting. They've always been on the cutting edge of what's going on. And what is amazing is they have people in place that just take care of us as GLBT people. And we're so excited to have with us today George Carancho and Betty Young, who are national sales and marketing managers for the GLBT community with American Airlines, to talk about their very exciting new site, which we've been talking about for a while on our show.
And visiting.
And you can check it out on our site, aa.com/rainbow, which is all for us. Hey, Betty. Hey, George. How are you?
Hey. Hello.
Hello. How you doing? It's great to hear your voice.
Good to talk to you in Texas.
Yes.
Lots going
it's
on
nice
in your...
It's nice and warm still.
It is. It is.
Yeah, we're 80 degrees today.
Oh, no. Shh.
We're getting in the holiday spirit. We have no idea what kind of spirit you're getting in.
Right.
So I want to take people back because I have been talking to people for almost a decade. That's frightening to say, but American Airlines definitely was there in the beginning. And it kind of came out of a real need for the airline to address some issues of the GLBT community and also to reach out to the community. Betty, can you kind of talk to us just a little bit about the history of American Airlines and the gay and lesbian community?
Absolutely. I think it was begun back in 1993 when American Airlines wanted to reflect on our customer base and be as diverse as our customer base is. And we created the GLBT sales and marketing team. And as the years gone, we have just really been involved in the gay community, even from the beginning, though, when nobody else was really involved as far as airlines in the gay community. American was out there and doing a lot of volunteer work, but also doing a lot with the nonprofit organizations.
Right.
We're even now working more with the Chamber of Commerce's and the CVBs in different towns. So we've been involved and enjoyed it for 12, 13 years now.
And I think it's interesting because, as you say, you were kind of addressing a need. It's interesting because I think the GLBT community, everyone knows, have been integral to keeping airline business alive and well.
Hello.
Even as
disposable income.
Exactly. And traveling and all that fabulous aspect. It's really fantastic that American Airlines was bold enough to address that we may not be as sensitive as we need to be to the GLBT traveler, and that they really forged ahead with this. So I guess they're continuing that trend now. With this new site. George, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know, why this new site specifically for us at aa.com/rainbow?
Well, it's a great site, number one. You definitely have to go make sure to get on and look at it. It's going to be a very comprehensive site. We're going to, with a very elaborate events page, it's going to allow you to book any kind of event that you want to book. It'll have a discount code, or it'll have a business extra number so you can make sure to credit any nonprofit that you wish to support, and their business number will be right on there. So it's effortless philanthropy for that matter.
Talk a little more about the business extra so people understand what business extra is.
Well, that is the mainstream product that we allow for our nonprofit partners to use. And what that does is if you put their business extra number in their in that little box where it says business extra, it allows them to accumulate points. And for those points, they can use it to help defer their spending, to help raise, to do some fundraising efforts. And there's lots of different products to include, like Admirals Clubs, NAP Gold and Platinum nominations. So it just helps them extend their budget without really actually costing them anything, or necessarily costing American anything in terms of discounts and everything else. So it's really good for the nonprofit because they're able to use these points and stimulate their base to try to make sure that they use their business extra number whenever possible. And once again, it doesn't cost the passenger anything because it allows them they still get their miles in addition to the corporation or the nonprofit getting their business extra number points.
So if I understand you correctly, you're just saying like each not-for-profit that you may support, whether it be like HRC or a local level like the Howard Brown Health Center, Lesbian Community Cancer Project, if they have a number, you just need to find it out and you can book your travel and they earn points and it kicks back to them, which is a really great thing to do.
Well, exactly. And also like for when the Halsted, the center at Halsted opens, we're definitely going to be a great partner with them as well.
Well, Robin Burr, who we love, we know they're in a big drive right now, so we know that her roots were well founded at American Airlines.
Absolutely.
One of the original Rainbow team members.
Yes.
Betty, tell us, it's not just air travel, though, is it?
That we're involved with?
Yeah, that people can book at aa.com/rainbow.
Well, in addition to air travel, they can also look and see the various events across the country or across the world for that matter, the GLBT events that they're attending. They can learn a lot about, we also offer vacation packages, so they can also book hotel and car rentals as well.
And don't forget, we're also having a special promotion with Wyndham Hotels in which we're allowing a 20% discount through April 1st, 2007, which is a great partnership with another very, very friendly very friendly company to our community.
We can just say gay or queer. We're queer. Totally down with it.
We like queer.
You know,
I know. I always get confused with those letters as well.
I say GLBT. My partner says, why don't you say LGBT? It's easier. I'm like, no, GLBT is easier for me.
Said it
for
years.
George and I have that same debate.
You say tomato, we say tomato. But, you know, I love Wyndham because they've kind of done the same thing that you all have done and have been very proactive to say, you know, he likes down pillows. I like, you know, what kind of pillow he might, you know, he likes this and, and I like that with a picture of a guy in their advertising campaign. And they've also, it's wonderful. I think a wonderful alliance between those two companies, both who not only want our business, but really will make things unique and special for us. What do you see? And either one of you can answer this. What do you see as trends? Because you have to study them when you're developing something like this. What are the trends that exist today for the GLBT traveler?
I would say number one is the GLBT travelers are more online savvy.
Huh. In what ways?
They want to book and tend to book more online than any other way.
And that's why one of the main reasons why we have this product online is that they tend to be the first to try these new products. They tend to want to be the first one to get the new iPod or get the new phone. So we're trying to do things to try to stimulate the people to look at us. Hence the reason why we're doing these kind of podcasts. which, you know, hopefully is going to be the next step of trying to reach more and more people.
Do you think that they travel more? Have you found that the GLBT community is the myth, or maybe it's not myth true, that without so many people in the community having children, I don't know, just more free time. I mean, all the things that have come out, that we just have more money to go fly around the world.
There's definitely a lot more disposable income. Of course, there's a famous term called DINK, double income, no kids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that and 80-90% of the folks that are in the community tend to not have children. So it's not as if the gay people make more money; they just have more money to spend, and right. they tend to use a lot of that disposable income to travel.
So I think that for the most part, also if we don't live in an area that's gay friendly, we want to travel to one.
Mm.
We want to get somewhere that's gay friendly, welcoming for our vacation, so that we can feel like, oh, this is nice. We're relaxing together and we're being together and wanted in that town, for example.
Well,
so
that really,
I do think that
lifts up your events page. You're
absolutely.
Kind of pointing
exactly.
them like, where's the next new thing you want to be at.
And our events page is going to be very, very comprehensive. It's going to try to touch every member of our community. You know, there's going to definitely be some transgendered events that are going to be included in the events page. There's going to be some African-American, you know, the Black Prides are going to be in there. There's also going to be circuit parties that are going to be in there, because, you know what, even though we won't necessarily sponsor too many circuit parties, but we definitely want to have them included in the events page, because everybody has different tastes, and we're trying to get to accommodate everyone's taste is what's going to make this the page successful.
Well, absolutely. I think having an events listing always sort of, you know, you can inspire travel in ways
exactly.
that people might not have made it a thought possible. And speaking of inspiration,
that is definitely one of the goals. Is that,
yeah.
gosh, I don't have anything to do this week, and I wonder what there's to do. So they go onto the events page, see if there is an event that's going to be in Miami, and then hop on a plane in Miami to get away, as well as to go to that event if you wanted to.
So what are some of the hot spots? If I were to ask you for like your top gay destination, what would you say it would be?
Obviously New York, definitely Chicago, also down in the Caribbean. Curacao is really doing some really tremendous efforts in marketing to the gay traveler.
We should do that. We should market to the gay traveler from there, you and I.
On the beach.
Yes.
With a martini.
I'll be right there with you.
American Airlines takes George, Peter, and Amy to destinations unknown.
Of course, don't you think L.A. and London as well?
Yes, and also, of
course,
there's definitely the same hotspots which people tend to go to. Las Vegas is definitely also coming on the scene
it
as well.
It is, mm-hmm. isn't it? It's the big new gay destination.
Yes, it is.
It's my favorite
and
new
it's
one.
Not because of, and it's not because of the gambling, it's because of the shows. People love to see shows.
Well,
and that's one of the big things that they're selling right
we
now.
We do like showmanship and a feather and a sequin, don't we?
and going along with those shows, the cruise lines are just going crazy, and they have the shows on them, so
yeah.
I think that that's the biggest growing market right now is the cruises.
Yeah.
And we're definitely lucky to partner with all four main cruise lines. You know, we have a fantastic partnership with Atlantis and RSVP,
and
as well
Olivia.
As Olivia and as our and with our families. You know, we have tremendous partnerships with them, which
with Rosie
year
Rosie.
After year.
That's fabulous.
The love boat.
Well, you know, we know you love events because we have loved your association with events. Of course, I got to sit with both of you during the Gay Games, which was just fantastic from Soldier Field, and we thought there needed to be a little more feather and sequin. When I think all three of us
there did,
but
it was a little gloom and doom there.
but you did miss out, but afforded, and you people can watch this, of course, if you haven't already. Peter's little extravaganza to Glamorama, which
yes.
was supported by American Airlines,
major
and you know the Beyonce fabulous evening that we did a video cast of with Peter out on the town, brought to us by American Airlines. So I mean, it's truly, guys, if you want to have a party. American will take you there. They will take you to a unique historic event. They will take you to a unique fun party or party relaxing destination.
Well, and you know, how
and
many
we try to go to all of them as well.
I know. You all have fabulous jobs. Can I just say that?
Busy, busy, busy.
I know. It's kind of, I know we always, Betty and I always make, always laugh about it. We get paid to be gay.
And so do Peter and I. Yes. Aren't we all in just the best place in the world?
It puts a smile on my face and a dollar in my pocket.
It is. It is fantastic. Well, folks, we want you to check out AA.com/rainbow. You hear it in every one of our podcasts. They are one of our sponsoring partners. Even if they weren't, we would be talking about this fabulous launch.
Yes,
because
indeed.
Whenever there is something that is integral to the community to make our life easier, to really show that companies and corporations really know how to cater to us, we should be catered to. We are a market and we are a powerful market, and American Airlines has always understood that and worked very hard to stay with us and ahead of the curve. And I think it's just fantastic that you're launching the first ever comprehensive webpage for us. Well, and yeah, it's great.
It's just fantastic information. I mean, just to give people a quick taste, I'm looking at the events through December 2007. This calendar extends right now, and it's 12 pages of things. I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't have this much vacation time.
Yeah,
how am I going to get to all this?
We need to figure out some fabulous podcasts.
It's not even close to being complete yet either.
Ooh.
So we're still waiting for a bunch of other people to give us some dates and some to make sure to include it. So I think in December, when we do our next update, because we'll update the calendar monthly, you'll see a bunch of new positive events going to be throughout the country
so
as well.
Check in early, check in often.
That's right. And Peter and I are winning the lottery this year. Peter and I are, so we will be on all these fabulous destinations,
everywhere,
doing unique podcasts all around the world.
Not be there.
Well, we'll take you there. We know you're fun, George.
Mm-hmm.
George Carancho and Betty Young, they'll be with us again. I am sure they keep us up to our savvy traveler tips through American Airlines. But do check out their new website. You can link it right on our Windy City Careercast page or on our Windy City Media Group page, right on the front. And the website is aa.com/rainbow. Thanks, guys, so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light, always worth it.
And LaSalle Bank. LaSalle Bank, making more possible.
And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow.
And Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit broadwayinchicago.com. So that's our show. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Peter Maverick. Please comment on our shows at windycityqueercast.com and in iTunes.
And email us for giveaways at WCMGpromo@AOL.com.
Folks, we want to tell you that the next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Windy City Queercast, queer and now.
So many paths we haven't crossed. I try to be the best that I can. Take me back to the other man. One nation, one people.
Get this podcast and more great ones like it on the High Performance Podcast Delivery Network from Podshow and Limelight Networks.
I love it.